USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has reached a deal to skip witness testimony in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Impeachment manager David Cicilline.
This was all connected. His dereliction of duty, his desertion of duty, was part and parcel of the crime charged in the impeachment. And it's certainly a basis on which to vote for conviction. If you believe that he willfully refused to defend us, and the law enforcement officers fighting to save us, and that he was delighted by the attack, and that he saw it as a natural result of his call to stop the steal, and that he continued to incite and target violence as the attack unfolded, we respectfully submit you must vote to convict and disqualify so that the events of January 6th can never happen again in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabo Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government, but Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Daytona 500 is setting up for this year's run, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500. They've had some difficult, results over the last few years. So I always look at my teammates.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.